President Bush's plan will affect 8 to 10 million now illegal foreign workers already in the U.S. About half of them are from Mexico. An initial reaction from south of the border is positive, NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
On a quiet night in Naco, Sonora, south of Tucson, two dusty and tired young men stumble across the U.S. border into Mexico. 25-year-old Eliseo Shala, a poor corn farmer from the Gulf state of Veracruz, leans exhausted against the lone phone booth in this small desert outpost. Shala says he and his friend paid a coyote, or guide, to lead them illegally into the U.S. The Border Patrol caught us and deported us, he says. Our families need economic support, so we gave it a try. We're sad, but what can you do? Shala is one of hundreds of thousands of undocumented Mexicans who try to cross into the U.S. each year. Most make it. Mexicans working in the states now send home about $14 billion a year to their families. President Bush wants to register and legalize that massive workforce to fill jobs, he said yesterday, and to improve U.S. domestic security.
Our homeland will be more secure when we can better account for those who enter our country. Instead of the current situation in which millions of people are unknown to the law.
The plan would grant three-year renewable work visas and allow holders to leave and enter the U.S. at will. They can also begin applying for green cards. President Bush insists this is not amnesty, but on the streets of Mexico's capital, young working-age Mexicans are excited about the news. One young man, Guillermo Galvan, works in Mexico City installing elevators. He says he's worked illegally as a waiter in New York and Connecticut, and he thinks he could qualify for Bush's plan to match workers with employers. If this gets approved, it will benefit me greatly, he says, because all I'll have to do is call my former boss and have him send an official letter. It sounds perfect. The Fox administration, which had seen its number one foreign policy priority vanish after the September 11th attacks, is playing up the news. Mexico's ambassador to Washington, Jose Bremer, spoke to reporters yesterday. Mexico's government gives a clear welcome to the renewed interest by the Americans in dealing with immigration, he said. But analysts say it's too early to pop the champagne. President Bush's broad-brush proposal doesn't spell out just how the administration would convince U.S. businesses to participate in the plan, since companies already have more than enough cheap, illegal labor to pick from, and law enforcement has been ineffective in stopping such hirings. President Bush said guest workers would be shielded from abuses and receive benefits such as health insurance and retirement funds. But Wayne Cornelius, who runs the Center for U.S.-Mexican Studies at UC San Diego, doubts things will get better for Mexican laborers under such a scheme.
Do they have the right under this system to change employers while they're still in the United States without having to go back to Mexico and start the process all over again? I mean, are they really free agents in the labor market, or are they indentured servants, as were the braceros?
The braceros were Mexican laborers who came to the U.S. as guest workers from 1942 to 1964. They were abused and underpaid, and when many returned home to Mexico, their retirement funds had mysteriously vanished. And during the bracero years, illegal immigration actually went up, leading some to question whether a new guest worker plan will stem the flow of undocumented workers, as President Bush is promising. As President Fox said upon taking office in 2000, as long as a Mexican can earn 10 times more per hour in the U.S., the illegal immigration will never stop. Presidents Bush and Fox will meet in Monterrey, Mexico next Monday to discuss the proposal further. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.